There's nothing more frustrating than feeling like you're doing all the right things to lose weight and get healthy, only to see the scale just not budge. Believe me, I get it. After all, it's one thing to know that you're not really eating as well as you could be, or that you blew it over the weekend, or maybe that you're just not trying all that hard. But it's a whole different level of frustration when you actually are putting in the effort, and yet the scale doesn't reflect it. And while on some level we probably know that getting healthy for life isn't just about the number on the scale, it still tends to be the thing that we focus on, the number that we use to measure whether we're actually making progress towards our goal. So why is it that some of us seem to have so much success so quickly while others have to fight for every single pound? And is there anything that you can do to make it easier? That's exactly what we're going to talk about in today's episode. The big reasons you may be struggling to lose weight, even when you're doing everything right, and a few things you could try. Welcome to the Feel Better, Live Free podcast brought to you by Thinlicious. I'm your host, Ruth Sukup, and here we'll talk about everything from the science of weight loss to practical tips for making your health a priority in the midst of a busy life. It's a little bit nerdy, a little bit funny, and a little bit revolutionary. So buckle up, friend, because it's about to get real. Hey there, and welcome back to the Feel Better, Live Free podcast. Once again, my name is Ruth Sukup, and I'm the founder of Thinlicious and the creator of the Thin Adapted System, as well as the New York Times bestselling author of 7 books. And I'm also a 46-year-old woman who knows what it's like to struggle with your weight, even when you think you're doing all the right things. I struggled with my weight for a really long time, literally 4 years. And at some point, I'm pretty sure I tried basically every diet out there. All the diets that are basically the exact same thing packaged in all different ways that always comes down to count your calories or your points and eat less and exercise more, right? And spoiler alert, that didn't work. And really, it wasn't until I decided to take a totally different approach that things turned around for me, right? Number one, I stopped dieting. I stopped trying to eat less and exercise more. And instead, I started to do real research into the science of weight loss and into what causes us to gain weight in the first place and why our bodies cling to fat, especially as we get older. And what I discovered really kind of shocked me because it was so different from everything that we've ever been told and everything I was constantly trying to do. Because what I learned is that healthy, sustainable weight loss isn't about calories. It's about hormones. And it's about eating in a way that will actually support your hormones and balance your hormones and reverse insulin resistance. And when you do that, you actually heal your body and your weight starts to stabilize. Ultimately, that's how I lost more than 40 pounds and I've kept it off for years now without ever dieting again. And I have to tell you, after struggling for so long, it really does feel like freedom. And that's why, to me, this work that I'm doing here isn't even really about weight loss. It is 100% about freedom. The freedom to look and feel your best, the freedom to stop dieting, the freedom to finally have the time and energy to focus on something other than losing weight. But just because it's freedom from a long-term perspective doesn't mean that the journey can't still be frustrating day to day, especially when it feels like things aren't happening as quickly as you'd like them to. And honestly, I get that too, because when I look back at my own journey and talk about how I lost 40 pounds in 6 months, it makes it sound so magical, doesn't it? Like it just happened so fast and so easily, and I never got frustrated and never experienced any plateaus or any times where it felt like nothing was happening. But that's not exactly true, because while in hindsight, 6 months doesn't sound like a long time, and it's not, when you're in it, day to day, working hard every single day to change your habits, it feels like a long time. You want to see movement on the scale that reflects the amount of effort that you're putting in, but that's not always how it works. And that's also why today I want to talk about that, right? Just in case you have been working at this for a little while now and you're feeling frustrated. But before we dive into all of it, there's one quick thing that I really want to mention. And that is that if you are new to this podcast and new to Thinlicious and you want to understand more about our Thin Adapted System and exactly how it works and how it can help you reach your health and weight loss goals, then I strongly encourage you to check out my free video training. It's called Healthy, Happy, and Free, and it will help you create your own personalized 12-month plan for getting healthy. And it's really helpful and it's really in-depth. And again, you can watch it absolutely free. Just go to thinlicious.com/happy to get access. Again, that's thinlicious.com/happy. But for now, let's go ahead and dive into talking about some of the reasons you might not be seeing the weight loss success that you're hoping for, even if you've been working really hard and seemingly doing all the right things, and what you can do to change it. But first things first, let's just quick make sure that we are all totally on the same page in terms of what are the right things, at least in terms of what we advocate for here on this podcast and in our program. Because the reality is that our right things might be different than all of the right things that you've ever tried. If you're like most women and like me who have been on more diets than you can count, right? Because like I mentioned a few minutes ago, almost everything that we've ever been told about losing weight and getting healthy is actually dead wrong. It's not about calories and it's not about eating less or getting more exercise. The right things are eating in a way that's going to support your hormones so that you can reverse insulin resistance and heal your gut. And that means eating lots of nutrient-dense protein and lots of healthy fats while cutting out things like sugar and refined carbohydrates and all the processed chemical garbage food that's actually toxic to your body. So in theory, that's really simple, right? And honestly, over a long period of time, if that's all you did and all you focused on, you would not only see your weight go down, but you would feel so much better. You'd reduce inflammation and you'd have more energy and you'd reverse insulin resistance and improve your cholesterol. You'd reduce anxiety and depression. Your skin would get clear. Your digestion would improve. You'd get rid of heartburn and indigestion. And a year from now, you probably wouldn't even recognize yourself. It would have that big of an impact. And if you're not eating that way, if you're still following the same old bad traditional dieting advice, then that's the place that you need to start because that's your biggest problem. But what if you are eating that way and you still feel like you're struggling or you're not seeing progress fast enough? Well, then let's keep going and talk about some of the most common struggles I see with women in our program and the four biggest reasons why it still might feel like you're struggling to lose weight, even when you think you're doing everything right. But before I dive into the four things that you'll want to check, I do want to make an important point real quick. And that's this. The way of eating that we advocate for here at Thinlicious is meant to be a lifestyle, not a diet. It's a way of eating that is really focused on getting your body healthy from the inside out by getting your hormones in balance and healing your gut and reducing inflammation and getting your cells to stop relying on glucose for energy and start burning fat instead. And that's a process. It is a process that takes time. And for a lot of us, it's a process that takes a while for our bodies to really start adapting, especially if you've spent a lot of years eating a standard American diet that's high in processed carbs and sugar and grains and all the things that have made us so unhealthy and overweight in the first place. So if you're just getting started, then I want you to be patient with yourself and patient with your body. Just because you're not seeing the scale move as quickly as you'd like doesn't mean you're not making progress. There are so many things happening on the inside that you might not be able to see, but that are definitely making a difference. Your body is starting to heal. Your hormones are starting to get balanced. Your insulin resistance is starting to improve. It's invisible, right? You don't see it, but it's all good news and it's all progress. But that said, there are definitely some other things that could be going on that might be preventing you from losing weight as quickly as you'd like. And while everyone is different and there's no one-size-fits-all answer, there are a few common issues that I see come up over and over again with a lot of women who are starting in our program. So let me just list them really quickly, and then we'll go through them one at a time, okay? So number one is that you haven't actually flipped the switch to become what we call thin-adapted. Number two is that you could be eating too much fat. Number three is that you're not eating enough protein. And number four is that you're not addressing the underlying issues. So now let's go ahead and dive into each of these issues one at a time and talk about what might be happening and how you can fix it. Okay, so issue number one is that you haven't actually flipped the switch to become what we call thin adapted. And this is probably the first and most obvious reason why you might be struggling to lose weight, even if you've started following our recipes and our plan, right? It's that you haven't actually flipped the switch on your metabolism and you haven't actually become what we call thin adapted yet. And what that really means is that your body hasn't actually made the switch from burning glucose for energy and for fuel to burning fat for fuel, most likely because you're still eating too many carbohydrates. And this is actually a really common issue, especially for people who are new to our program and who might not totally understand what it really means to get your body into a state of ketosis. Because the reality is that it can actually be a little more complicated than it first appears, right? And that's why in our program, phase one is really just all about helping your body to make this switch. That's all we're focused on, is getting you to flip the switch to become thin adapted. Yes, most people lose weight in phase one, right? You do lose weight, but that's not really the goal. The goal is to actually get your body to become thin adapted. And in this first phase, it's really important to eat things in the right amount. And specifically, that means eating less than 30 total grams of carbs per day, right? That's a very low amount of carbs per day. It's not going to feel like very much. And you might not even realize how many carbohydrates you're eating at this point, right? The standard American diet is anywhere from 350 to 500 carbs a day that most people are eating. Our diet is loaded in carbohydrates. So when you go down to 30 grams, it feels like nothing, right? You blow through that really quickly. So you're getting less than 30 grams of total carbs per day, while also getting the right amount of protein and lots of healthy fat. And you really have to keep your carb intake low in that first phase because your body, we have to retrain your body, right? We're retraining your body to start looking for an alternative source of fuel other than glucose or sugar, whatever you want to call it, right? It's sugar, carbohydrates to your body. It's all the same thing. And glucose or sugar or carbs, whatever you want to call it, is the cheap fuel, right? To your body, it's the cheap, easy to burn fuel. And so your body will always choose to burn that first if you haven't trained it. It'll always choose to burn the glucose first. So as long as you're still eating glucose, your body's going to still keep eating that. But what we're trying to do is train your body to burn fat instead. And so you need to, in this beginning stage, keep your fat intake really high, enough that your body starts to understand to burn fat instead of glucose, right? So carbohydrates or glucose low and fat high. And again, if you've been eating a lot of processed carbs for a long time, then this can be a big adjustment for your body. It's not going to happen overnight. And for most people, it takes anywhere from a few days to a few weeks for your body to actually enter into a state of ketosis, especially if you're not being super strict and keeping your carbs really, really low. So that's the first thing to look at. Are you actually getting and staying in ketosis? Could you be eating more carbs than you think you are? And if you're not tracking your carbs or your food intake, then you probably are, right? That is so essential in the beginning. You have to be tracking because otherwise it's really hard to estimate. And because we're so used to, we don't even realize that there are carbs in so many foods, right? And don't misunderstand me, because this is not about restricting your calories. It's just about making sure that the macro balance of your food is optimal for helping your body to make the switch. So you definitely need to be tracking your macros at this early stage. And it can also be helpful to get a glucose and ketone meter to make sure that you are, in fact, getting and staying in ketosis. And honestly, that's really the best way to know for sure whether or not this is the issue, right? This is the first potential issue, because if you are in ketosis and you're still not losing weight, then you're going to know that it's something else that's going on. But this is the first thing to check. Okay, so that's issue number one. Issue number two, ironically, is that you at some point could be eating too much fat, right? At some point after you get into ketosis, there is a point where once you have become thin adapted, you might actually be eating too much fat. And I know that probably sounds crazy because I literally just said you have to be eating more fat to get your body to flip the switch. And yes, in phase one, you do need to get a lot of healthy fat, probably way more than you're used to, right? In phase one, you're getting somewhere in the range of 70 to 80% of your total calories are coming from healthy fat. And that's a lot of fat. And I'm not going to lie, it's pretty delicious because fat is delicious, right? And so you start eating all this fat, you're like, man, I've never ate so good in my entire life. But your goal is not to stay in phase one forever, right? Because if your goal is to actually lose fat, then once your body has become thin adapted, you actually want your body to start burning your fat, the excess fat on your body, not just the fat that you're eating. And the reality is that if you're eating a lot of fat, if you're eating excess fat, your body is going to use that dietary fat for fuel, right? The dietary fat that you're eating rather than tapping into your own fat stores. So you probably won't gain weight, but your body won't have any reason to start burning the fat that's on your body if you're still giving it plenty of dietary fat to burn. And so that's why in phase two, you actually need to start lowering your fat take a little bit and instead start increasing your protein. And I would say that this is an important distinction to make because this is really what makes our program different from keto, right? So if you're one of those people who says, oh, I tried keto and it didn't work for me, this is actually why it didn't work for you. You were probably eating way too much fat because that's what they tell you to do, right? They tell you to just stay in ketosis and eat more fat so that your ketosis numbers are good. And that actually is counterproductive at some point, right? It's good in the beginning to help your body make the switch, but then there's a point where you actually need more protein. And don't get me wrong here either. This is not a low fat program, right? Our program is never going to be a low fat program because you actually need plenty of healthy fat to help balance your hormones. Your hormones are metabolized in fat. And so most people who have grown up in the 80s and 90s thinking like, oh, the only way to lose weight is to go super low fat. That's not true either. We're not talking about a low fat diet here. We're just not talking about the super, 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 super high fat, the 80% fat that you were focused on for a short time in phase one. And again, you're only really going to know whether or not you're getting too much fat or enough protein if you're actually keeping track of what you're eating and tracking your macros. It's so, so essential. So if you think this might be an issue for you, that you're eating too much fat, then I would definitely recommend that you are tracking your food so that you can see what your macro and calorie breakdown actually look like. Because if you're eating too much fat, then that's an easy thing to adjust, right? It's really easy to up your protein and to lower your fat, but you're only going to know that when you're looking at it. So that's issue number two. You could be eating too much fat. Of course, on the flip side, issue number three is that you might not actually be eating enough protein. And this is another really common mistake that a lot of people make when they first get started with our program because they're so focused on eating all the fat and avoiding all the carbs that they forget protein is actually a really important part of this equation. And the reality is that the standard American diet that most of us have been eating is appallingly protein deficient. So a lot of times we are just not used to needing to get so much protein. We just don't eat as much protein as we should on a normal basis, right? But protein matters a lot. In fact, getting enough protein is so important because it's what helps to preserve and build lean muscle mass. It's what keeps you feeling full and satisfied. And if you're not getting enough protein, then you're probably more likely to feel hungry and deprived. And that's obviously not sustainable in the long run. So how much protein do you need? Well, that number can vary depending on your individual goals. But as a general rule of thumb, you want to aim for at least 20 to 25% of your daily calories to come from protein. And that can be a little tricky if you're getting too much fat, right? Because if you're getting more than 75% of your calories from fat and you're getting 5 to 10% of your calories from carbohydrates, then that's not leaving enough percentage for protein, right? It's only leaving 15 to 20% of your calories for protein. And that's not enough. But again, if you're not tracking your food, then it can be really hard to know for sure if you're hitting that protein goal. So I'm starting to sound like a broken record here, but once again, my advice is to track your food. Are you getting this part of it, right? If you get one thing out of this podcast, it's that tracking is so essential, right? As long as you are in a phase where you are trying to lose weight, you really do need to be tracking your food. Right? I'm in phase three. I talked about that in last week's episode. I don't track my food every day. Every once in a while, I will. But I don't need to because I'm in a maintenance phase. I'm not gaining weight. I'm not losing weight, right? I just stay pretty steady Eddie. But if I was actually wanting to go back into a weight loss mode, right? If I was interested in losing more weight, which I'm not, that in that case, I would have to track, right? That's the only way to do it because you really need to start paying attention to it. It's really, really important. So track your food because if you're not getting enough protein, that's an easy thing to adjust. And one easy way to do that is to just start focusing way more on protein-rich foods, right? So, and protein-rich foods that are maybe not as high in fat, right? I know bacon is delicious. I love bacon, but don't only eat bacon, right? Because bacon is more of a high-fat food than it is a high-protein food. It doesn't actually have tons of protein. Instead, choose something like salmon or steak, right? Get a lot and eat a lot more meat. Meat for every single meal. Just like load up on the meat. Meat, fish, right? That's where you're going to get the best, most nutrient-dense protein. Because a lot of people don't realize this, but it actually takes way more energy for your body to process meat as well, right? It's what's known as a high thermogenic food, which means that it takes about 25 to 30% more energy for your body to process it than to process fat or carbs. And this is a good thing when you're focused on weight loss and fat loss, right? And like I said, protein is not only really important, but most women are not getting nearly enough. And it will actually make a huge difference in your ability to lose weight once your body is actually thin adapted. So not getting enough nutrient-dense protein, that could be your third issue. And finally, the fourth most common issue I see with a lot of women who are struggling to lose weight on our program is that they're not actually addressing some of the underlying health issues. And what I mean by that is that they're not taking the time to really get to the root cause of their weight gain and metabolic issues and maybe not doing enough to actively heal their gut or balance their hormones or reverse their insulin resistance. And while it is definitely possible to lose weight by just going low carb for a while without really actively working on those things, you're not always going to get the results that you want because you're not actually addressing the core problem. Because believe it or not, it is actually possible to eat low carb, and I'm saying that with air quotes, and still eat a whole bunch of really crap food, right? You could still be eating a lot of processed garbage or a lot of inflammatory seed oils and ingredients that might be okay from a strictly macro perspective, but aren't actually going to heal your body. And maybe you've even heard about this, right? There's sometimes this discussion about clean keto versus dirty keto. And again, we don't consider our program a keto program because there's a lot of differences. Yet at the same time, like there are people that will just say, well, it doesn't matter. As long as your macros are okay, it doesn't matter what the ingredients are. And I do not adhere to that school of belief, right? That school of thought. Because the ultimate goal has to be to heal your body. Right? That's the ultimate goal. Yes, weight loss is awesome. And we want to get you to a point where you are 100% happy with your weight, right? But if you're not healing your body, if you're still dealing with these same underlying issues, then what is the point? It's like cutting off your nose to spite your face. Do you just want to be thin or do you actually want to feel good for the rest of your life? And that's honestly why I'm not a fan of weight loss drugs, right? Or pharmaceuticals in general, because all they do is mask or alleviate the symptoms, but they don't actually heal you. So what are some of the underlying issues that you might need to address? Well, there could be a lot of different things going on, right? There's things like leaky gut, candida overgrowth, thyroid problems, adrenal fatigue, estrogen dominance, right? All of these things can definitely make it harder to lose weight and get healthy because they're all sort of interconnected and they all affect your metabolism and your hormones in different ways. And if you're not addressing these issues, then you really are fighting an uphill battle. So what can you do to start addressing these underlying problems? Well, the first step is obviously to acknowledge that they exist and that they could potentially be an issue for you. And honestly, if you've been eating a standard American diet for most of your life, then it's likely that you have some of this stuff going on, right? Definitely the insulin resistance, almost for sure the leaky gut, and possibly some of these other issues as well. And then the second step then is you got to start digging deeper. And so this will probably require finding a functional health doctor who can actually run some tests and find out whether there are some deeper issues going on. And notice that I said functional health doctor, not just any old MD or even a specialist. It's really important to find a doctor who specializes in functional health, which is basically taking a holistic approach to your body as a whole, looking at all the pieces and using pharmaceuticals as a last resort, not as a band-aid. So that might mean focusing on certain supplements or possibly cutting out certain foods or, you know, that you might have food sensitivities to, but they can help you dig deeper and get to the root cause so that you can actually fix it, not just cover it up. Whew. All right, guys. So there you have it. The top four reasons why you might not be losing weight, even though it feels like you're doing everything right. And keep in mind, these are just some of the most common issues that I see with the women in our program. But there could always be other factors at play as well, things like stress levels and sleep patterns and even environmental toxins. And not only that, sometimes it just takes a while because every body is different. And often change is happening on the inside that we can't see, and it doesn't always translate to the scale right away. So pay attention to your non-scale victories too, right? How you feel, your energy level, eliminating heartburn, less inflammation, how your clothes are fitting. Celebrate every single win, not just the ones on the scale. I hope that this was helpful and gave you some things to think about as you continue on your health journey. And if for some reason you are not in our program and you haven't yet checked out my free training and you want more info on how to actually get started with this way of life so that you can do this too, right? Then be sure to go check it out. You can find it at thinlicious.com/happy. Once again, that's thinlicious.com/happy. And then I will see you back here for another episode very soon.